Good morning, Tony. Lovely to speak with you again.
And you. Last we spoke, you were talking about people on bikes.
Yes, we were, weren't we? Yes, that was before the last bank holiday in May,
yeah.
Where we had the first time that we were running a motorbike fundraising ride for the charity.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible success for something that we hadn't done before. We had no expectations, but we had over 40 riders who rode from Crawley over to Horsham, then to Burgess Hill, and then back again to Crawley for a family fun day afternoon. The weather held, everyone was so generous, and it was just such a really, really good day. And we raised just over £1,800 in an afternoon. So
one afternoon?
Yeah. Wow. It was phenomenal. So it's something that we were like, wow, this is, you know, really, really well received by the families, by the riders themselves. So we've already penciled it in for the May bank holiday next year.
So you're going to do that again?
Definitely.
Did you ever learn to ride a motorbike?
No, I haven't, but I have ridden pillion in my younger years. Mm. Natalie, our secretary, has always been very much a bike lover, following her dad's inspiration. And as a result of that, she is now back on two wheels.
She's the biker chick.
And she's now going to ride next year as well as help me run the show.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure we'll get to talk about that at some point in the future. But for now, we're turning our attention to something else, which a lot of guys actually like to do, a lot of women like to do as well. Let's play golf. You've got a golf day coming up, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've been running the golf days for the charity since 2012. Obviously, we had a little bit of a hiatus a few years ago when we weren't allowed to. But we are now back for the third year running since that break at Ifield Golf Club, Rusper Road here in Crawley, on Saturday, September the 20th. And an all-day event full of golf, obviously, with lady golfers. We have got some ladies signed up this year, which we're really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit our maximum number of golfers of 72. That's the amount that we can go to with the timings that we've got for the day. We've been overwhelmed by the interest for the golfers.
I'm going to say, it's always a wonderful thing when a charity hits its target in a certain way, but it's also a frustration to know that we could have done a bit more.
Yeah, we have got a reserve list because we do know that sometimes there are dropouts even on the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, it has been wonderful to have been approached by so many golfers this year, and those that, you know, who might not be playing still want to contribute in other ways as well, which is, you know, it really does warm your heart, and we're really, really excited for it because it's not only about the golf. You know, we've got a family event running in the afternoon. We've got an evening function with live music that is open to anyone, the public. You know, anyone can come along in the evening where we've got the raffle, we've got auction, live music as well with Ash Miles. It's just going to be a great day of celebration and fundraising.
Takes a while to put this lot together, doesn't it?
It takes months working behind the scenes. And, you know, now we are into the last 3 weeks leading up to it. The pressure is on.
Mm.
You know, now we are in September. It's like, wow, this is really real now. We are doing the golf day a week earlier than we would normally.
Mm-hmm.
Because there happens to be a certain competition called the Ryder Cup that happens the following weekend when we would have our golf day.
Yeah.
And with it being out in America and the time difference, we wouldn't get the golfers.
Yeah.
So, because they want to watch the golf, understandably. So, Ifield Golf Club have been so supportive of us as their charity of the year. So they gave us the priority slot and have let us move it back to the 20th, which we're so, so grateful for. Otherwise, we might not have even been able to have run it this year, but we really do rely on these fundraisers to keep the charity going.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we spoke about before, wasn't it, about the actual charity itself and raising funds. Not easy, and it is always good to see some of these events go on. I mean, it just straight through in my head when you said, oh, we can't take any more golfers, we were up to our limit. I'm thinking, there's a thing for not just a golf day, but a golf weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Who knows? you know, there are so many possibilities out there, Tony. You know, even things like that. You know, it gets those cogs whirring, doesn't it? Saying, well, how can we accommodate all these people? If people want to play for us, we don't want to say no. We don't say, oh, sorry, you can't. We want to embrace it and make the most of it and give everyone a good day.
So the raising of money in all of this is spread over various different things, isn't it? You've got the registration fees from the golfers and that, but you've also got the other events. You've got the evening function, as you said. There's an afternoon event as well, and something to do with chocolate, which I'm sure you're going to tell me about in a minute.
Yes, so we've got a raffle as well. We've already been out and about with our tickets. A lot of our friends and golfers and family have taken some tickets to go and sell to their friends and their work colleagues. And also, we are registered with Crawley Borough Council with our licence, just to be very, very clear, so we can sell raffle tickets in advance. So, we've got some amazing prizes. We've got a golf-related auction and we've got a non-golf-related auction as well. Raffle prizes. Our top prize is 128 gig iPad as top prize for the raffle.
Wow.
Which is, you know, is a phenomenal prize. People say, well, why don't you auction it? And I'm like, well, we could auction it, but we've got some fantastic auction prizes. And also, we want to have something that's a really, really good top prize for the raffle to encourage people to buy the raffle tickets.
Well,
you know?
An iPad, it's one of those wonderful things these days. Essential for, that kind of thing is essential just for getting through the day these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, definitely. You know, and for the families that we care for, that kind of technology is really, really helpful in supporting those that we care for, because there are so many brilliant educational apps that you can use for communication, for learning, and just to embrace the specialist subjects that our young people love. As an example, my son is an absolute plane enthusiast, so he gets to track planes on his iPad. So it's such a brilliant prize for anybody to be able to win. So we're very, very grateful to one of our dear sponsors, Document Workflow Solutions, who have supported us as a charity since 2012 with these kind of prizes. So we've got so many other things like family days out tickets. We've got care package hampers. So many really lovely activities that we've got vouchers for, and physical things like we've got an Alexa as well. The list goes on, Tony. I mean, I can talk to you all day about
it. You find this with some of these raffles these days. Some of these companies and some individuals are unbelievably generous with giving away raffle prizes and stuff. It's just phenomenal what ends up in a raffle these days. Gone are the days when you get just an odd couple of things. But anybody wanting to actually, having heard this and thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind an iPad or there's a day out going, how can they get the tickets for this?
So you've obviously got all of our social media handles, Tony, because we've got our poster. So we are on 7 social media platforms, plus a contact us through our website. So we are very, very accessible if people want to get in touch online. My email address is on the poster as well, maria.cook@autismsupportcrawley.co.uk. The evening event will be, it's free to come along, but it will be a ticketed event. So we will have an Eventbrite link to share with those that would like to come along. If anyone wants to get in touch to get some raffle tickets, then that's great. You know, we can sort those out too.
It's all done via those that are either social media or via email to you, yeah?
That's how we'd like to be contacted. Unless, obviously, it's people that know us anyway, that already we're supporting through the charity that we may see at our own events as well. If anyone has any particular nice raffle prizes, we've got sponsorship opportunities out there as well, Tony, for any local businesses.
Do your pitch. Come on, do your pitch.
This is a two-way thing, Tony. You know, we want to help support the local community in return for fundraising for our charity. So, you know, if there are any local businesses out there or local individuals that, you know, maybe are self-employed with a trade, as an example, and, you know, they would like to get some, you know, really good social media coverage leading up to the event, signage on the day, post-event social media. We've got some opportunities available for those kind of sponsorships. So again, just get in touch and we would be more than happy to be able to promote those services for a very minimal sponsorship. We're asking for a minimum of £75 sponsorship, which, again, I've been told is too cheap.
It's whatever works for you.
But exactly that, yeah. By all means, if there's anyone out there that would like to get some really good promo and obviously be a guest of ours on the day as well, and in the evening, then get in touch. We'd really love to help support businesses out there as well, because, you know, we need to look after the locals, don't we?
Yeah. All of this information, by the way, will be available very shortly at susieradio.com. You'll be able to get all of the information, the contact details, how to get tickets and all the rest of it. And also, hopefully, the details for the evening function. Where's that going to be?
So, again, it's all at Ifield Golf Club on the Rusper Road in Crawley, RH11OLN. It will be booking via Eventbrite, so we can, you know, obviously share that link as well. That's no problem at all, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to seeing everybody. And I said I was going to talk chocolate as well, didn't I?
I was coming to that. You've stolen my thunder.
Sorry, Tony.
No, that's all right. No problem. I was going to say, we've done all that bit. Now tell us about the chocolate, because I like chocolate.
We all love a little bit of chocolate, don't we? We've got our golf specific auction, which will take place in the afternoon once the golfers have done their golfing and they're having their buffet when they come back in. But we also have a non-golf related auction that we do in the evening. And for the last couple of years, we've had a very successful auction which has involved a wheelbarrow, Tony, of all things.
I'm not going to ask. I'm really not going to ask.
Everybody talks about the wheelbarrow auction.
Okay.
And so the last couple of years, we've had a wheelbarrow full of Prosecco that was auctioned off. And as much as everybody was like, oh, look at all these bottles of Prosecco, amazing. You know, we got some really good bids in for that. And then people then said, but I want the wheelbarrow. I don't want the Prosecco, I want the wheelbarrow. So we've re-auctioned the wheelbarrow to create even more income for the charity, which is fantastic. So we did it again last year. And again, people have said, are you doing the wheelbarrow again, Maria? I was like, yes, we are doing the wheelbarrow again. And we've actually then been offered a second wheelbarrow. So we were like, okay, well, what can we put in the wheelbarrow? So we've still got the Prosecco and the beer one. And so between us as a team, we were like, how about a wheelbarrow of chocolate? What a brilliant idea, Tony. So we are appealing out to people to just maybe put, I don't know, a packet of Kit Kats in their shopping or a multi-pack bag of chocolate buttons. Anyone that comes to any of our members' meetings, you know, just bring something with them.
As long
donations of chocolate for the chocolate wheelbarrow. Yeah.
Okay.
So obviously no nuts. You know, we want to make sure that everything is nut free for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But we will happily take any chocolate that is in date, obviously, and create a really lovely. When I say hamper, it's a wheelbarrow hamper. We're really excited about that as well.
Well, usually when people talk alcohol on the radio, we have to sort of qualify that by saying drink wisely. But in this case, it's a case of eat wisely.
Eat wisely, yes. Yes.
Love it.
But yeah, it's just another fun thing to raise some money, Tony, you know? And so we're just like, yeah, this is really doable. So who knows what on earth is going to happen on the night when we've got two wheelbarrows to auction off.
Yeah.
And maybe the wheelbarrow will get auctioned twice. So.
Well, anybody who's a chocolatier that might be listening to this, make a chocolate wheelbarrow too to go into the wheelbarrow. So that'll really confuse everybody. And we can have then three auctions for wheelbarrows. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm open to all sorts of ideas to help raise some real needed funds, Tony.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you sound like you have fun doing what you're doing, and I know why you do these things and how valuable it is to those that need the support. How difficult is it to keep coming up with different things to raise money?
It's really tough. You know, it really, really is. Every year gets harder and harder, which is why we're always looking at new avenues, which is why we did the bike ride, Tony, and we'll do it again next year. You know, we're thinking about perhaps potentially a horse show next year as well, because we know a lot of people that, you know, have horses or love horses and want to be part of that kind of environment. So that's something that we'll be looking into. One of our other sponsors said to me the other day, he said, Maria, he said, all of those younger people that might get into golf, he said, they're not doing golf anymore, they're doing paddle. I was like, oh, okay. He said, how about maybe a paddle competition? I was like, right, okay, well, let's look into that too.
You've lost me. What's paddle?
It's like, it's another racket sport, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That is like, I don't know, it's like a cross between squash and tennis and racquetball and so it's another racket sport. But apparently that is the thing to do.
Yeah.
For the younger generation, Tony, shall we say. So again, that's something to think about. You know, and if it reaches out to different communities to still then help support people as well, because even with the bikes, we got to meet new carers that we might not necessarily have done otherwise. You know, with the golfers, we've got lots of carers that are playing golf for us this year. You know, again, just reaching out through social media. Yeah. We were contacted by a dad who has a young son with a diagnosis and didn't realise that we existed as a charity until it was pointed out to him. And he's like, I really want to play for you. I want to be part of your charity to help you so I can get some support as a carer. So it's just, you know, just having those conversations across so many levels, it really, really has a profound effect on people, really.
Yeah,
and like I say, it's going to be a great day, you know, the volunteers the family event, and yeah, I'm really, really looking forward
to it. Of this, it's for Autism Support Crawley. It's the annual charity day. It takes place at the Ifield Golf Club on Rusper Road in Crawley, RH110LN, the postcode. It's on Saturday, the 20th of September, so a couple of weeks away. And it starts at 10, goes on till very late, 2300 in sailor terms, or 11 o'clock at night.
Yep.
So good night to be had, or a good day to be had by all. Full details will be available at susieradio.com. There are any number of social media contact opportunities, which again will be on the Susie Radio website. And if you need to contact Maria, you can either go via autismsupportcrawley.co.uk. There's a contact tab there, or you can email Maria directly at maria.cook@autismsupportcrawley.co.uk. Did I get that lot right?
That's absolutely spot on, Tony. The professional that you are. Amazing.
No, come on.
Thank you very much.
That's not true in any way, shape or form, but there you go. Maria, it's been wonderful as always to catch up with you. I do wish you well with this golf day. And, I hope somebody comes up with a chocolate wheelbarrow.
Yeah, that would be amazing. We'll let you know, Tony. Keep in touch.
Please do. And come and talk to us again when you've got another event to talk about. We'll find out how you've done with this. For now, Maria Cook, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Tony.